Here's a thought I'll title, Sometimes Easy, Sometimes Not. I've been traveling to the West Coast here these last couple of weeks, and I've had some photographic opportunities that have been terrific. As I've mentioned before, I'm trying to do all seeing in sixes kind of small projects. So when I find something that's interesting, that's the work that I'm trying to do, is get at least a dozen images so that I can do some editing down to a final six-image project. And what I'm finding is, not unexpectedly, that sometimes that's a really easy thing to do because getting a dozen images, they sort of fall in your lap. And sometimes it's just not. Sometimes I find I really have to work at it. For example, I mentioned a few days ago a project about corn, because I'm driving past so many cornfields, and it's just gorgeous. So why not do a project about corn? Well, as it turns out, that project has been a pretty significant challenge, and I'm really having to work hard at it. There were two or three images that came pretty easily from the side of the field, looking at the side of the corn stalks. But trying to do something more than that has turned out to be a bit of a challenge. I tried getting up on top of the truck with a stepladder and photographing down on the corn. I made a couple of images. They're not great, but worse than that, it was a little bit scary being up there, in so much that I have an innate fear of heights. But fortunately, several other projects that I've discovered along the way have just sort of fallen in my lap with almost no effort. I pulled out the camera, and 30 minutes later, I've got 20, 30, 40 images that I can easily edit down into a Seeing in Sixes project, or have a larger project if I want to. But here's the point I really wanted to get at. Why is this the case? What's the difference between an easy project and a hard project? And I've been thinking about this a bit without coming up with any definitive answers, but a few things did occur to me. The first of which is, the projects that are easy are often easy because I've seen something like it somewhere in my photographic life or experience, going through a book or seeing an exhibition in a gallery or something. I've seen an image that's similar, and so I know how to see that subject. And when I know how to see it, those images kind of just fall in my lap. I've never seen a project of corn, however, so I don't even know how to begin to look at it. And that's one of the reasons why I think the corn project has been a little more difficult, is because I'm having to invent ways to see it. I'm having to discover for myself ways to see a field of corn that make interesting photographic compositions. So familiarity is one thing. A second characteristic that occurs to me is that sometimes making a composition is pretty easy because it's easy to eliminate the things we don't want to include in the composition. So from a graphic point of view, again, the project kind of falls in our lap and we don't have to put much thought into it in order to find some interesting compositions. But other subjects are so complex and so difficult to isolate visually that it makes them more complicated and more difficult to photograph into a composition that distills and intensifies what we're looking at. And those two thoughts have me wondering if there's a difference in strategy that can be employed. Instead of using a single strategy for all subjects in all examples in all locations, maybe I need to approach something like corn with a completely different mindset than I do something like a beautiful, pristine mountain lake. And if that's the case, can I think that through to the point where I can strategize how to approach a complex subject that leads to success with it that might be different than how I approach an easier composition that sort of lays itself out and all I have to do is click the shutter?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.